time to get a bit of Nevin going. That's what
text
I'm
text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Now, Friday morning and Nevin time. Well, normally he'd be in front of me, but now I hear him breathing. I know you're there somewhere.
Oh, I am there. Good morning, Marty. How are you? I wish I was there beside you, as
so
I keep saying every week.
So do I. I wish you were with us too. Listen, how's things your end of the world?
It's very quiet, as with everyone. I mean, I love cooking at home, as you know, but I've never cooked as much in my life, to be honest with you. And it's a joyous thing being with the twins and having the time. And we've two little beet and freeze dogs, and they're keeping us amused.
Sure.
But I suppose, you know, the homeschooling thing is something that is not the easiest thing when the twins are kind of switched off and not going to school. But I think there's more to that. There's about life skills. So Amelda's doing a little bit of gardening. I'm doing the cooking. And we're passing the time the best
we can.
Passing
the time and doing that, exactly. And sure, listen, next week is midterm. So you can leave the school and that alone for the week. Give them some sense of normality, except they can't go anywhere still.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I will tell them that.
Yeah, do tell them that. Tell them Uncle Marty said so. What have you got for me today? Because we've Easter around the corner, but that's for another day.
Yes.
Well, what have you got for today?
Well, I'm kind of keeping it very, very simple again. And I have to say, Marty, the reaction that I've been getting on social media, you know, even though I'm not in studio with the recipes, myself and yourself, you're lifting the spirits of so many people, Marty. Do you know that?
We're trying. Well, you know, the way I look at it is we're coming in every day and we'll be here as long as it's feasible. And we have a setup at home which we can use when the time comes.
Yes. But do your thing. You're just your beautiful self. Fair play
to you. Sinead and Michael and myself, this is the way we're doing it.
And I know.
And we're enjoying it. And the reaction of people is very positive. And we're trying to bring a bit of light relief because you can't have the news constantly in your mind because it's not good for you.
You go off your head and you just need a bit of relief and just something, just your nice music and your chats and that.
Something to take you out of yourself. So look, what are you making?
So I have a very simple, it's a kind of classic recipe. It's my mother's cottage pie. This is some lean minced beef. You cook that off in some rapeseed oil, so it's about a pound of lean minced beef. Try and get it from your local butcher.
Question. The mince you buy is important, isn't it?
And I think if you can get, they go up to 90-95% lean, so just make sure it's Irish from your local butcher, that you have the Borby quality mark. That's really important. They're on the whole the most important things.
The quality.
Yeah. So what you do is you seal that off in a kind of like a skillet or a kind of like a casserole pan if you want to. A couple of smoky, streaky rashers, cut them into small little dices.
Top man.
Yeah, me and you alike.
Yeah.
And you just kind of lightly brown that off. Now, that's going to take about maybe 5 to 10 minutes to brown off the mince, lightly brown off the rashers. And then what I want you to do is to take the meat off, put it onto a plate, and in the same pan you're going to put one onion, which is finely chopped or sliced, it doesn't really matter, a couple of carrots depending on the size, finely chopped, a little bit of celery, so you're getting lots of vegetables in here. If you have celery, most people would have carrots and onions. We're going to put garlic into that, so I'm putting one clove of garlic, but you can put two or three. If there's no really set measurements for this, just pack it with vegetables, and you're going to lightly brown those vegetables in the same pan that you browned off your meat. You're going to put a little bit of extra oil into it, and that's going to take about another 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
And then what you're going to do after that, put your meat and your rashers back into the pan. You're going to put some Worcester sauce, which is a great sauce for mince, even with a sauce with steak. It's called Worcester sauce, 2 tablespoons of that. It's really, really good.
I love it. It's very dark sauce.
And then, Marty, what we're going to do is put a tablespoon of tomato puree, or you can use tomato ketchup, or you can use a can of tomatoes if you want. They're all kind of like really kind of like will give lovely richness to the actual mince. I'm going to work on a half a pint of beef or chicken stock from a cube. Callow is a good one. It's low on salt. And then I've given a herb here in the recipe. It's fresh thyme, but many people might know fresh thyme. But it's actually one of the easiest herbs to grow at home. I've mentioned many times in your show, rosemary, thyme and parsley. They're the three ones that will grow, and they don't require much care or attention. They're just great cooking herbs, in my opinion. So a little bit of fresh thyme in that. You're going to cook that down for about maybe 20 minutes. And then what I like to do is just let that kind of cool off. You can finish it with some chopped parsley, but I put lots of frozen garden peas into it. So say about, it's about maybe 2 cupfuls, say, of frozen peas works well. So that's all your vegetables, that's your mince, that's the first stage of this. Now we're going to talk about a cheesy mash.
Cheesy mash, me too. Look at you. Or plain mash, whichever you like.
Of course, of course.
Do you know what? Can I just interrupt one thing? You said that you would have two smoked bacon rashers when you'd be making this. I would make three so that you could eat one as you're making the cheesy mash. What do you think?
Oh, I love you. You're brilliant. You're just wonderful.
It's just a thought.
Me and you are so alike. You know that.
That's right. Separated at birth. Anyway,
so
go on.
We're going to do a nice, simple mash. And you're right. You don't have to put the cheese in. But I'll just go through it just for your listeners.
Yeah.
So floury potatoes. Roosters are really good versatile potatoes. £2 of them. Peel them, steam them. My mother gave me a really good tip. When you steam your potatoes, take them off the heat. Put a tea towel over it. Put the lid on. And that actually releases any moisture. And you get nice floury potatoes. Now, if you want really smooth mash, a potato ricer is a good thing to get, or else you can just mash them traditionally by hand. Into that, we're going to put in about 2 tablespoons of grated cheddar cheese, a little bit of butter, and a little bit of milk, or you can just leave it plain. It's totally up to you. So your mince goes into like a Pyrex dish, quite a large one, to be honest with you. And then what you do with your mash, you actually you kind of pipe or spoon, or actually spoon it over, and then dredge it over with a fork. And Marty, if you're very clever, this is a good tip for your listeners.
Yes.
Make the mince the day ahead. You can make your mash and heat it up, but if your mince is cooled in the dish, it's easier for the mash to go on. That's just a wee tip, but
right.
If you don't have time, you can do it all together. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
That goes back into the oven at 180, and then we're going to bake that in the oven for about 25 to 30 minutes. So between everything, it takes about an hour to make this from start to finish, to be truthful with you. But it's one of these comfort, delicious, homely family dishes. You can get your kids and chopping the vegetables, you know, frying off. Just be careful near the hob, obviously, the rashers and the mince, and they feel that they've been involved in it and are doing your mashed potatoes.
Oh, no, I think it's wonderful, with or without the cheese. But it's gorgeous. Cottage pie is a gorgeous thing.
Well, I think it's just the comfort food, and if you want a shepherd's pie, it's just lamb mince, which is fantastic value and delicious too. So you can do the same recipe with lamb mince, beef mince, even with chicken or turkey mince, but I think beef mince is hard to beat in lamb mince.
Yeah, totally agree. Okay, well, that's the cottage pie. That's lovely. Thank you
for
that.
Well, I was thinking, I'm trying to keep up the kind of like bacon theme, and I was going to do scones, lemon and sultana scones.
Oh, very nice.
Now, you and your team, we've had the pleasure of having you down to the restaurant. Of course, you go for the porridge, but one of the things we serve for breakfast is...
That's because I'm a healthy
scones.
Option man. That's why I go for the porridge.
Can I just tell your listeners, there's cream, honey and whiskey on
it. There is. That's only to keep me going, because of a long drive home, you see.
And you have a show to do also.
A show, exactly. Who is that?
So, Margie, these are a great little recipe. And again, it's a little tweak on my mother's recipe. So these will serve between 12 to maybe 16 scones, depending on the size you make them. So about 450 grams of self-raising flour, a teaspoonful of bacon powder, a pinch of salt. And by the way, all the recipes will be on your website, so that's fine for your listeners. So into that, then you put 50 grams of caster sugar. And then you're going to rub in the traditional way with your fingertips about 110 grams of salted butter diced. Good tip, you have the butter at room temperature, it's much easier to rub in. So this is something you can get your kids to do. There's something beautiful about touching food, feeling food, rubbing in some butter. It's a bit messy, but it's good fun. So you rub them into kind of like breadcrumbs, okay? So you've rubbed all that in, then you're going to put one egg into it, 225 mils of milk into that, and then this is where it makes it a little bit different. The zest of a lemon is definitely beautiful in it. I think it's gorgeous. So grate your lemon zest into the bowl with your ingredients. Pardon me. And then in the recipe I have sultanas. Now, my twins don't like sultanas, so sometimes I just leave the lemon, or you can put dried cranberries, which I seem to have mentioned every week in your program.
That's all right, it's allowed.
But sultanas are lovely because they're a lovely soft fruit and they work really well in this, or you can keep your scones plain without the lemon, without the sultanas. So, Marty, you mix that all together, preheat your oven at 180, and then what you do is when it's nice and soft, if it's too dry, add a little bit more milk, but don't have it too wet, if that makes sense. A little bit of flour on your work counter, roll out your scone mixture, and roughly what you're working is about just over about an inch and a half in thickness. And then, you know what, the cookie cutters, you know the small little cutters, or you can cut them into triangles, whatever, put them onto a tray with parchment paper, brush with a little beaten egg, so egg and milk is called egg wash, and then you bake it for about 15 to 20 minutes until brown. This really depends on the size and the depth of the scones, so you have it preheated. But can I give you one more good tip?
Sure.
When you make this mixture and you cut out your scones, what we do is we make the mixture. Maria, our breakfast chef, who you've had the pleasure of meeting,
that's right,
she would cut out the scones, and then what we do on a tray in a container, we'd freeze them. So we freeze them raw, and then we bake them fresh every morning. So this is a really good tip for your listeners. So don't bake the scones. You know, you can bake them and eat them, of course, but you can work ahead and you can freeze them and then bake them fresh straight away from the freezer, which is perfect.
Oh, that's lovely.
Serve a jam and butter, and away you go.
Lemon and sultana scones is a lovely idea,
isn't it?
It's a gorgeous idea.
And just baking and just the whole thing. I'm trying to think every week, okay, what can we get the kids kind of occupied, and what can we get them kind of having fun? And these are great life skills. And I think something out of all of this doom and gloom and everything, there's going to be good positive things out coming out of this, in my
opinion.
God, I think so.
Please God, because it's a strange time. And we're just saying it's a time to reflect. Have you noticed, now I know that you live in a quieter part of the world than I do generally, but isn't the quietness incredible?
Oh, it is. It's something I probably never experienced, our road, because we're like not far from the main road, like from Inniskillen to...
That's right. Very busy road.
Yeah, it is. It's totally dead. It's like a black line. It's like a ghost town, you know.
It's the silence. And you can hear the birds now.
Nature.
I don't know, it's different.
Nature.
And we were saying the other day that in New York, the centre of New York, there is silence. Imagine.
Wow.
And they can hear, they were saying they can hear the drone of air conditioning. Not incredible. Because there's nobody moving in certain parts of the city and stuff. It's amazing.
You know?
So, but I said the sound of silence, huh? The sound of silence.
Yeah, but we all got to stay at home, and I mean, we all have to eat, and we all have to, you know, make the most of our time listening to yourself. And
well, I'm still going out for the moment, but anyway.
I know that, and then and we go out around the house, and there's a little, we all have to keep within the 2 kilometre radius so far. That could change day by day, but you know, the key is to get a little bit of fresh air. That's so important.
Absolutely.
For your mental health, I think.
And to keep ourselves. Well, it's a love to everybody now.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
And regards to you and all your listeners. And stay safe, and we'll chat to you next week.
Absolutely. As I said, we'll be the size of small whales by the time we're finished.
Don't worry about that. As long as we're healthy.
As long as we're here.
We get through it. As long as we're here. Well said.
Isn't that
well
the
said,
as
my
long
friend.
As we're here. God bless you,
chat
Nevin.
You
love
next
to everybody.
You
take
too.
Care.
Thanks, God Marty. Bye bye. Thank you.
Sound of silence we mentioned. Well, why not?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.